I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, some like the interview, some don't. I get it. It's part of the territory.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Do you need to borrow my chapstick?
Yes. Apparently what I was supposed
to
do...
You're kissing Derek Falvey's ass for the last 15 minutes.
You're awful. You have to go. I asked him repeatedly about ownership. I asked him also about how you're going to convince people to show up. I asked him what evaluated himself when the team underachieved. Apparently I just had to say, you're an embarrassment.
By the way, that was a hat tip to one of the great bits on Letterman, the Alan Coulter celebrity interview.
That is so underrated.
Oh, so good.
Alan Coulter became an essential part of the show. What was like the last 5 years or so? No, it was probably
earlier.
Longer
than that, I think.
Yeah.
Yep.
So good. Because you had no idea. You just thought he was the voice guy off to the side.
So good.
And I don't, because he was doing it for a while before they finally tapped into him. I don't know if they had no idea or what happened, but you can go down a rabbit hole.
Oh, yeah.
Where he starts going at Dave or sometimes goes at the guests.
Yes, both.
Oh, my.
I think the best one, he's got De Niro and Dustin Hoffman together.
Okay. Well, I don't remember that one.
Hey, he looks at De Niro. Hey, you, Fonzie. It's so good. No longer with us, Alan Coulter.
Alan Coulter?
Big Red?
With us.
Yeah.
It's Big Red.
At least a decade or so, right?
Yeah, he called himself Big Red, too, did he? Alan Coulter's been gone for a decade?
It's quite a while.
What is that? Dave's show ended, did it end 10 years ago?
2015, May, right?
Wait, so did Alan Coulter die after the show?
He died in 2021.
Sorry, yeah, only 4 years.
Yeah, wait a second. I was going to say.
Coming up on exactly 4 years.
Do we have somebody in late night TV who's that person now? Who's the sidekick who's funny? I don't watch enough late night TV to know.
I don't either.
Is Guillermo with Kimmel?
Kimmel's got Guillermo. The announcer on Fallon's show is... He gets into it.
Does he?
You recognize his voice.
Yeah, I can see him. I so rarely. Fallon, you know, it's got to be somebody's broken in my house and they've epoxied me and forced me to watch it. Colbert. I don't even know who the leader of the band is.
Baptiste, right?
Yeah, John Baptiste. No, he's long gone.
He's gone, right?
Long gone. And he just was here with Audra Day at the Palace on Saturday night. Why didn't you get us tickets for that? That would have been great. Would you have attended that?
I was very busy. I was out of town.
That's true. John Baptiste. I mean, John was funny, but he was just likable. I mean, you need a sidekick helps. Like Paul was helpful to Dave. Biff was helpful. Chris Elliott. I went back and forth on Chris Elliott.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right about Chris. Yeah. I've kind of come to appreciate Chris Elliott more. I didn't
like
him.
It's like a fine wine with you?
Right,
I mean,
yes.
you, You poured it. You let it breathe marinate a little bit. I do think on Falvey, I don't want to spend too much time on it. I think he took pains to talk about the role of ownership. And he did in the regular press conference also, right, on their involvement. And it was clear he didn't hide from their involvement with the trades. They absolutely were involved. It absolutely played a part in the trades with the ownership uncertainty. I tried to get him to say whether it was his decision or ownership's decision on, you know, firing Rocco. I don't think there's, to me, my instincts tell me that the ownership wanted him gone. Now, how much Derek pushed back, how much Derek feels like he can push back. I think Derek also gets it, by the way, too, that they've got to do something.
Yeah.
You can't blame Rocco in any way for this team after the trade.
No.
You two guys could have been in the bullpen. I have right. no idea. And then with the choke job in 24, he can't be oblivious to it, but there's no Joe Ryan, and the number of guys who were playing horrible down the stretch in 24 when they went from playing as good a baseball to playing the worst baseball. It's just hard, as I said to Chip, if you've now missed the playoffs for the last 5 years and you don't have a trip to the World Series, you don't have, you know, back-to-back playoff success where there's not kind of a cachet to say, okay, you can stick around because of this.
Right.
Even because I think he's a good manager.
I do, too.
I do. There's an inevitability. I wonder if Derek's just the baseball guy, not the business guy. If he would have said, should we give him the next couple months of next year to see if anything changes? But that's why I asked him in the end. Because they have to be petrified about trying to sell tickets this offseason. Oh. Right? What are you going to buy yours? You've had season
a minute. I haven't had season tickets for a couple years.
Okay.
But I like going to the ballpark, you know?
Yes.
Obviously, a good baseball team is a bonus.
Yeah. I mean, that's what he's trying to sell. He's no dummy. No. He gets he's got to try to sell the ballpark now. And that's, is that obfuscating where he's failed? Yeah.
Yep.
It is, because he just hasn't done a good enough job.
Hearing some of the callers yesterday react, is this as angry as a Twins fan base has been?
Probably in a long time. When would it, I mean, you know, the first year Target Field success, then you thought they were built for greatness, and then they just went off to the wilderness.
Yeah, the 90s is more apathy, right?
Just I think, and I even think the teens kind of became apathetic.
Yeah.
When were they this angry? It's a little bit of Falvey, but it's the Polak.
Contraction?
Probably. Right? But don't you think it's mainly the ownership?
Oh, absolutely.
Right? And I'll say it for the 10 millionth time. Joe Polad and any other Polad who was involved in, you know, after they had signed Carlos Correa to that huge chunk of money and getting the okay.
Mm-hmm.
Derek just didn't do that on his own. Those are conversations with all the Polads. And then they have success. And then that's when they decide to right-size the payroll?
Yeah.
Utter incompetence.
Yes.
Lou.
Malpractice. That's the.
Yeah, malpractice. I like it. Lou wants to comment on the Twins. Go ahead. Is this Big Lou?
No.
Okay. Medium-sized Lou.
Kind of that big job. But anyway, I was going to say about Rocco Baldelli. I've never been a big fan of Rocco Baldelli and that because I think he started pitching way too early in games. And I didn't like the station-to-station baseball, not stealing bases. But all of a sudden, he started stealing bases later on in the season, which I love in that. But he definitely did not deserve to be fired for this and that. I think I would rather see him stay in that because all they're going to do is bring another inexperienced manager in. I heard two names already being mentioned already, Nelson Cruz and Torrey Hunter.
Yeah, I'm not.
We don't need inexperienced managers like this.
I'm not buying either one. Thanks, Lou. I'm not buying that. I'm not buying Morneau and Torrey and Nelson Cruz. We're just doing the Minnesota thing there. You have to remember, what year was it? Was it their playoff year, or was it the next year, where they kept their starters in longer than anybody 1 year? And when he was taking guys out, it was two things. One, it was what everybody was doing. And two, like Lou, I also hated it at times. I think it was preordained too much.
Yes.
And it's now not just the manager. It's right. The front office.
Yes. Yeah.
And even
the manager is just an extension of that analytics.
Even this year with some of the young guys who are having success. Oh, no. They can't face an order for a third time. You know what? Sometimes you sit there and say, Matthews or Richardson or Festa, any of them. You should have the ability for Rocco or whoever else comes in. And I've already been contacted. So, I still think I could do the show and manage
and
play golf. I'd have to probably bring Q in the dugout, which would be fine.
That's all right.
You know, he's got an iPad, yep. So we go over that. But I think there are times you have to say, this game dictates we do more.
Yeah.
We don't just say, take him out. He's pitching great, you know. And on the stealing.
Gut feel. Where's the gut feeling?
How many guys did you really want stealing on their better teams?
Yeah.
Let's also add this, and it's turned into kind of Twins fan line here. Rice Lewis, underachieving. Brooks Lee, underachieving. Matt Wallner, underachieving. Carlos Correa, underachieved pretty much the entire time he was here. Now, Rocco has to own some of that. Not a ton. But it's that weird thing where it's all of a sudden if those guys are playing great, then we give the manager a lot of credit for developing. So you can't say he's completely oblivious to that, right? And like I put out a tweet yesterday too, Rocco Baldelli, good human.
No, absolutely.
Because he is.
Great musical taste. Too.
Okay. Outside of that, in that area, he's disastrous. I just was making a comment because not everybody in this town who's a head coach or manager is a good human. Trust me. I've dealt with pretty much everyone. Rocco Baldelli, good human. That doesn't mean he doesn't draw scrutiny. That doesn't mean I wasn't critical at times. That doesn't mean it didn't get back to me that he didn't please. He wasn't pleased with some of the things I said. But as a person, good human. You can actually mention that. It's allowed. It's a 49 past 12. More of Ask in moments. What do you want me to talk about? How about stretching?
How do you get loosened up?
What kind of stretcher are you now, Carter? How are you?
Pretty good stretcher.
How much weight have you lost, by the way?
About 17 pounds.
That is fantastic. Very good.
Thank you.
Keep buying his treats, though. Just because you're not going to have them, keep buying.
Extra peppers.
Yeah, honestly. Going to your place Tuesday night and then the 5,000 peppers last week, my stomach is finally recovering. Sabotage. And he also was involved with the escalator at the United Nations
and
the teleprompter. Stretch Lab can help anybody out. Let's say you're into Pilates. I don't know. Maybe you're a big Pilates person. Maybe you're clanging and banging. Maybe you're sitting on the couch, whatever you might be. Maybe you're like my son Quentin with some significant physical issues. Maybe you're somebody like me who acts like you're in okay shape when you're really not in okay shape. Maybe you're like Dave who just ran a triathlon and he's still sore 2 months later. They can help you out. 12-plus locations in town, good people, professionally trained. Track them down today. StretchLab.com.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Let's run a number of texts right here. Adam, would you ever join Shad on a house walk?
Sure.
Yeah. Come back over. We've now each been at our homes in the last 4 months.
I did a house walk. Actually, it was a hotel room walk.
Oh.
When we were in Chicago last time, because I had gotten up to like 19,990 steps.
So now, is that on your phone or on a watch?
Phone.
Yeah. I've justified it now with my phone. As I say, I don't always have it all the time. So I had like 15,000 more steps.
Sure.
You know, just to say, wow, just another day, 35,000 steps. No, last time I stayed at a hotel, I was walking the hallway.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, I've done the airport walk. We got delayed at the airport, and I walked down every concourse at MSP.
With the missus, or you just said, hey, Toots, you know.
She stayed.
You know, put some makeup on. Like, I mean, you're still a big makeup on. Do you evaluate Jen's makeup when you go out now?
I rate it.
Let's see. What is your favorite Bad Bunny song?
I honestly can't name a Bad Bunny song.
I recognize a number, but could I give you their names? No. But I'm with you because I said about the same thing yesterday. All the people are saying, I'm now not going to watch the game. Let me just tell you this. I don't believe one of you.
Right.
Not a single one of you. And if you're not going to watch the game because of the musician, calm down. Calm down. Now, how MAGA is this going to get with some of his comments about ICE?
It'll be there, but
yeah,
and he's facing from the other side too, saying okay, saying you're not going to do concerts at ICE or in the U.S. because of ICE, but you'll do the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
but a lot of that is he doesn't want to have concerts here because he thinks ICE will be outside arresting people.
Adam, what do I do? I was just in Manny's and I attempted to order off the kids' menu. The waiter shook his head in disbelief and walked up to Manny himself. I started whispering and pointing at me, so I ran out the back door. I'm currently on the freeway leaving town. remind me where you two were on the debate. My memory is you said, no, you can't order off the kids'
menu. Yes, I think no.
And Jordana said, yes, you can.
Yes, I'm okay. No. If you're an adult, order from the adult menu.
Dave Harrigan, biggest cheapskate on planet Earth. You're going, let's go to Manny's, by the way. Go to Murray's. It's better. My father and I disagreed on about 80% of things in life, but he's right. Murray's is better. Should you be allowed as an adult, not maturity-wise, but age-wise, should you be allowed to order off the kids' menu?
For takeout, yes.
For takeout?
For takeout, yes.
What do you mean takeout?
I don't have the guts to do it if I'm sitting there at Murray's or Manny's. Yeah. Hi, I'd like the chicken fingers and fries, please.
What if they're steak? What like
okay, either
the whole
way.
The whole hook of Manny's is a steak the size of DeRush's head, right? You can't order one steak there and eat it by yourself. So what if you don't want to have leftovers for the next week? Should Manny's let you have the kid's steak?
No. If they want to say no, I think that's absolutely their right.
More text, a lot of good text here. Adam, if you came back as a dog, what breed would you like to be?
Oh, man. Lab. Lab's a lot of energy, a lot of fun. Sporting dog.
We have a chocolate lab across the way.
Oh, yeah.
Such a good looking
dog. Yeah.
Labs are great dogs. I'm a sucker for the Springer Spaniel, too, just because of Charlie and Gates. Adam, oh, this is a good one. If Donald Trump asked you for one piece of advice, what would it be? Okay, think about that one.
Oh.
How about this? While you're thinking, I'm giving another one. Have you tried the dirty sodas that have started to pop up in our market?
No, I have not.
Are you considering it?
No.
Okay. Donald calls you and says, Adam, I will follow no matter what your piece of advice. What would it be? Of course, this couldn't happen because he doesn't listen to anybody but himself, and he just thinks, why should I?
Just be a normal president. Like, act like a normal president.
It's almost,
show a little humility.
Yeah. It's almost like the Biden thing again. You remember when people were lying to us about Biden? Just lying. Oh, you see him. He's like Einstein, you know? All these folks who say Trump behind the scenes is like the guy we used to see.
Be that guy.
That's right. I don't care. In fact, it makes it worse to me. Like, he just put out a flat-out racist video last night. Is there any doubt about it?
No.
None. He's got the sombrero and the mustache and the mariachi music going over Akeem Jeffries. Just flat-out racist, you know? All right, sir. Thank you so much.
You bet.
Adam and Jordan Adam, back tomorrow. CBS and Susie coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.